A United Nations tribunal has convicted a Rwandan pastor and his son of genocide and crimes against humanity for helping Hutu gangs slaughter minority Tutsis in 1994. This marks the first time a clergyman has been convicted of genocide by an international tribunal. The pastor, 78-year-old Elizaphane Ntakarutimana, and his 45-year-old son Gerard were sentenced to 10 and 25 years, respectively, for their crimes. Ntakarutimana was the head of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in western Rwanda. After the genocide, he moved to Texas, where he was arrested. He fought his extradition all the way up to the Supreme Court, but lost. It's estimated that in total, 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed in Rwanda's 100-day bloodbath. Christophe Escudero joins us now from Arusha, Tanzania, where the tribunal meets. He's been covering this trial for the Hirondelle News Agency. Mr. Escudero, what specifically were the pastor and his son accused of doing?
Both the pastor and his son were based in a place in Rwanda called Mugonero. In this place, there was a Seventh-day Adventist complex where there was a hospital. And both the pastor and the son are mainly accused by the prosecution of luring ethnic Tutsi refugees who were fleeing from Hutu militias into this complex before bringing in militias to kill them.
And as I understand it, the son, who is a medical doctor, was also charged with shooting two men and got the stiffer of the sentences because of that.
That's right.
Who testified against the two men?
Most of the witnesses that appear at the tribunal are protected witnesses, which means that we don't know who they are. But at least what we know is that those people were either living or witnessed events that happened in the places where the two Ntakarutimanas are accused of having done what's in the indictment.
The men were defended by the former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark. What was his defense?
Yeah. Well, he gave a sort of press conference right after the verdict, and he maintained his line, which is the pastor was a very respected figure in Rwanda, that there was no evidence that before the genocide the pastor had done anything against ethnic Tutsis, so there is no reason why he should have done something during the genocide. But also, in a more general manner, it was that there was no genocide as such in Rwanda, that it was more a civil war, and a pastor doesn't have any role in a war.
This case became quite well known because a group of pastors who had sought shelter sent a letter to Pastor Ntakarutimana begging him to intervene on their behalf. That letter said, "We wish to inform you that we have heard that tomorrow we will be killed with our families," became a title of a book by that same name. Did that letter get introduced as evidence at this trial?
Definitely. That's a core element of the trial of the pastor. What the judges said is that a pastor is supposed to help his flock, and in this case, he didn't do it.
The tribunal in Arusha was set up in 1994. How many cases have they heard now, and how many are still pending?
A lot are still pending. I think there's about 50 people at the UNDF at the moment, at the United Nations Detention Facility, which is a jail that was set up specifically for the tribunal in Arusha. So far, from 1997 up to today, there have been 10 judgments.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Christophe Escudero of the Hirondelle News Agency, speaking with us from Arusha, Tanzania, about the convictions by a UN tribunal of a Rwandan pastor and his son.